It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, it is. Hello. Happy Friday. JT here with the magnificent, the wonderful, the amazing Mr. Lee. I was going to add another word, but I'm running out of time.
I'm a bit concerned. What's going on?
I like being nice to you to start the show because I know it goes over the hill pretty quickly and over a cliff. So
yeah,
by the end of it,
false hope that it could be good.
Yeah, that's the way to do it because you'll be nice back to me for the start of it too, which is great. How are you, Mr. Lee? Now,
I'm excellent.
You're feeling nice and warm now. I did turn the aircon up today. I've got the heat going.
Because hasn't it been cold all week?
Oh, it's been awful. It's been freezing. But today, a nice balmy 25 and a half degrees in the Talk and Flick studio, Mr. Lee.
Thank you for doing that. Okay. I appreciate it.
You can take your nice yellow jumper off if you'd like. It's got flowers on it. It's very pretty.
And a minion on the back. Oh, you didn't see that, did you?
No. But just be careful with that, Mr. Lee, because I might need an antihistamine. The way in which you're going. Yeah. Anyway, great to have you on board, Mr. Lee. Let's get into some movies. Let's talk about the show. What do you want to start with? Let's say we've got some goss on the show today. What's happening in goss, Mr. Lee? Who's making a goss?
Well, we've got some interesting news about the Nintendo video game called Legend of Zelda, what they want to do with that, and some spin-offs with John Wick because of Ballerina.
Which has been huge. And we'll get to that a bit later on as well. Yes. We're going to do some top fives. We'll do Oz, the US, and we'll go somewhere else that Mr. Lee will take us at some point soon. And Fast Flicks, Mr. Lee, how good was Megan last week? 5 out of 5.
Unbelievable. I'm so happy for Megan that she would just be... I was really worried at first. I thought, like a couple of weeks before that, we got to 4 and it was the 5th one that, came unstuck for Singapore. But, I was a bit worried. But Megan got through and won the movie ticket. So very happy.
The questions were pretty easy, Mr. Lee. They were pretty easy. But you know what? Megan smashed it and 5 out of 5 scored her a month's worth of movies. And you know what? We start again, Mr. Lee. We'll be playing a bit later on in the show and we'll see whether or not we can make it 2 from 2. But first...
Heaps of great movies coming to a cinema near you.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
How to Train Your Dragon. Look, I loved this movie when it first came out in 2010. It was a smash. It just broke off all these, box office records, everything like that. And I'm so pleased they've done a live action because this one, I have to say, to see Toothless on the big screen live instead of being animated, I think will be a good thing for kids because they love dragons.
They do. They do. Nice dragons, though. Nice dragons.
Nice dragons.
Yes, not scary ones with big red eyes and fire breathing. Anyway, let's have a listen to How to Train Your Dragon.
We are all descendants of the finest dragon fighters from everywhere the Vikings ever traveled. These beasts are a threat to all of our lands.
It's time, Hiccup.
I have to kill you.
I will, because I'm a Viking. Hear that? I'm a Viking!
It's okay. I won't hurt you.
Maybe they're not as bad as we think they are.
In case you forgot, our parents' war is about to become ours. Figure out which side you're on.
Ah! We've killed hundreds of us!
And we've killed thousands of them! Toothless, no! He's a friend! You all need to see this!
I'm not one of them.
Wow, you've lost everything. Your father, your tribe, your best friend. What are you gonna do about it?
Probably something stupid.
Well, you've already done that.
And something crazy.
What's up to us?
Us? Stick with me.
All right, bud, you ready? Come on! Here it comes!
The terrible terror!
Like the size of my...
It's crazy to think, Mr. Lee, that, you know, this was one of the first movies you and I ever spoke about on our Talk and Flicks many, 2010, when we first were underway on radio. So that's crazy, isn't it?
I did not realize that. Gee, that's incredible. I think we're still talking about it. Now, tell me... You were going to ask the question, and I know because off the podcast you said, I want to know, is there anyone that was in the original animated who made it into the this 2025 version? And I can say yes. One person. It was Gerard Butler, who plays the dad Viking, and he's the only one. So he voiced the original, and he actually is starring in this one as the dad. So...
I have never seen Gerard Butler look like this before. They have done an amazing job with his beard and his hair and just his overall look as a Viking. He plays the character so well. Also, Mr. Lee, should give props to Mason Thames, who is the main actor, just 17, playing Hiccup. He's also in Black Phone, Black Phone 2 that's coming up, that new horror film we played the trailer of last week.
And they're saying that's a really scary horror. So wow, he's really going to take off if he's starting to do these sort of movies. And Black Phone, that's a big difference, isn't it?
This could be huge for him because any live action remake usually goes very well. So
it does.
I have no doubt this will be another big one. This could, with Lilo and Stitch at the top of the pops, this could be interesting. They're going to go head to head, I think, next week.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be a hard one to call because we're not going to know who's going to win it. So, yeah.
And it's great to see more families heading back to the movies again. They've seen Lilo. Now it's time to go and see How to Train Your Dragon live action based on that 2010 animation. If you love that, well, I reckon you're going to really dig this.
Oh, absolutely. Now, another one for... people who love rom-coms, you know, which is me. It's The Materialist, starring Dakota Johnson, Chris Evans, and Pedro Pascal, who's in everything at the moment. And it all is around a lady who matchmakes for everybody, and except for herself. And, you know, it must be really hard when you're a matchmaker and you know what you want, but trying to find that right Mr. Right or Mrs. Right would be extremely hard.
I would think so. Yeah. Dakota Johnson, though, she absolutely has nailed this movie. Ladies will love it. Let's have a listen to Materialists.
Hey, are you single? I'm a matchmaker. Give me a call if you want to meet somebody.
I deserve someone who fulfills all of my criteria.
Nothing over 20 BMI.
I don't want someone who likes cats.
I'm trying to settle.
I promise you're going to marry the love of your life.
How many marriages are you responsible for now, Lucy?
9.
If the girl asks for a tall drink of water with a salary over 500 grand, always Mr. Right. You deliver.
You're the matchmaker. You want a drink?
Sure. Coke and beer.
Hey, buddy.
Hi, John.
Definitely didn't expect to run into you tonight.
I missed you.
Yeah. You don't even remember my face.
Lucy M., the Eternal Bachelorette.
You can do better than me.
My instincts are usually right.
My baby.
Hi.
Wow. You know how to do the math, don't you? You are what we call a unicorn. An impossible fantasy.
How much is this apartment?
12 million.
Not gonna marry him, are you?
Why not?
Because he's good looking and rich. Probably doesn't have roommates.
Is that my charger?
When I see your face, I see wrinkles and children that look like you. So where does that leave us?
What are you thinking about?
I don't think I'm very good at my job anymore.
We promised them love,
but the math doesn't add up.
Why does anyone even get married?
Because they're lonely. And because they're hopeful.
I'm turning 48, and I think I need to meet someone more grown.
I have a really beautiful client. She's 31.
I wasn't really thinking 30s.
Okay, right. Great little movie, Mr. Lee, for a girl's night, I reckon. A chicks at the flicks. Yes. Girl's night.
Well, you know what? We're actually doing a ladies' night in Tamworth. Last night we did.
Oh, it's already over and done with. Yes. Yeah, how'd that go?
Yeah, really good. Excellent. I'm really happy. And girls love it. They love doing things like that and, you know, coming in, having a wine and watching the movie. And, of course, they had to play Madonna's Material Girl, didn't they?
Yeah, and they've sexed it up a little bit, which is good. Yeah. So, yeah, put a 2025 twist in it, but I do like it. Now, also screening this week at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 from the world of John Wick, Ballerina, which, oh, that looks awesome. Bring Her Back, the new horror, Final Destination Bloodlines, Karate Kid Legends, Lilo and Stitch, a Minecraft movie, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, Peppa Pig meets the baby, the cinema experience, the Salt Path, Thunderbolts, Tina, and they are what's showing right now. You can check your local cinema website or box office for what's screening.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
So, yeah, it's good on do your job, Mr. Lee. I mean, you had plenty of time to get in there, but...
I just thought I'd let you go.
I can't push the buttons and talk at the same time. So, yes. But anyway, let's get into some top fives. Now, where you get to go, you're going somewhere good again, aren't you? Because you like to do the exotic place in our fives.
Yeah, well, I'm actually just off to the UK.
Okay.
Isn't that nice? It'd be nice weather over there now. It'd
be perfect weather. Usually it's pretty crap. It's always overcast. Yeah. And hello to all of our UK listeners, by the way. Yes. These are your top five this week.
Number five is Final Destination Bloodlines. Number four is Peppa Meets the Baby, Cinema Experience. Number three is The Salt Path. Number two is Karate Kid Legends. And number one for the UK... Lilo and Stitch.
Lilo. You're taking the piss now, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
You know. Yeah. I saw your face and it was
first, like, I'm like, wait a minute.
In your head. Is this wrong? In your head, you're going, is it Lilo or Lilo? Oh, is it Lilo? Yeah.
Every time I say it, I have to think about it. It's like 10 years of trying to undo something, a habit. It's very hard, I'll have you know. Let's go to the USA. Number five is Final Destination Bloodlines. Number four is Karate Kid Legends. Number three, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Number two, From the World of John Wick, Ballerina. And number one, it's Lilo and Stitch. No surprise.
Yeah, let's head to Australia. Number five, Bring Her Back. Number four is From the World of John Wick, Ballerina. Number three is Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. Number two, Karate Kid Legends. And number one for Australia, Lilo and Stitch. So, is that the third week?
Is it? Yes, it is.
Is it the third week?
Oh, is it the second? I think it's the second. I think it's the second. Yeah.
Second.
Next week, I think, will be the third. But it's up against How to Train a Dragon. That'll be very interesting.
See how it goes.
Let's do some news, Mr. Lee. We did speak before about the John Wick spin-off Ballerina. Now, there could be some more to come.
Yeah, look, this is really interesting because this, as we all know, is in between Chapter 3 and Chapter 4. And they're actually already talking about others that they can do. Mind you, there is going to be a new John Wick come Chapter 5. So that's good news because I won't say, but did he die or something in the fourth? I'm not sure. People thought he died, but he hasn't. So, but it'll be interesting to see what else they can do and make this franchise even bigger than what it is. So looking forward to that. But there is things in the works to do a whole heap of spin-offs.
Yeah, the Ballerina at the moment, definitely worthwhile going and checking out.
Definitely.
Now, you're a big fan of good old Snoop Doggy Dog, Mr. Lee. I reckon you'd be a big fan of Snoop's music in your Camry. I could see you cruising around town with Snoop playing out the window.
What does he sing? It's funny. I was trying to work out, and I should have.
Drop it like it's hot. You'd know. Drop it like it's hot, wouldn't you? Drop it like it's hot. Come on, you would. Candy shop. You know Candy shop. No.
Oh yeah, I think I do know Candy Shop. Yes, I think I do know that song.
Oh my god,
that's him.
Yeah. Signs.
Lucky I know more about movies.
Signs as well. Yeah. Well, you know what? Your challenge, Mr. Lee, to do some homework is to go and listen to some Snoop this weekend. Okay. Yep.
Righto. And you know what? I'll probably go. Yeah, actually, I do know that he's.
I think you'd know it all. Snoop's pretty big, and because of that, I'm hearing there's going to be a biopic.
Yeah, look, Universal are putting something together. They're going to bring Craig Brewer, who is a great director. He's going to direct Jonathan Davis, who will have the lead role as Snoop Dogg. What's Snoop Dogg's real name? Do we know?
Yeah, we should.
Do we know?
Yeah, what is his?
Because it wouldn't be Snoop Dogg.
He likes being known as Snoop Dogg, though.
Yeah. Well, Snoop Dogg's going to be a producer, as well as a lot of other people, but it won't be set to release for quite a few years yet. But it's good to see that they're going to do something because all these biopics do so well.
Calvin Cordoza Broadus Jr.
Snoop Dogg is so much easier.
I think I should stick to Snoop Dogg. You know what, though, Mr. Lee? How good is this? What a great name, Snoop Dogg. Now, what would you call yourself? What do you reckon your cute name would be if you could pick one? You'd have to have one name, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't have a clue. A lot of people G-Dog. Just call me Grantley. I like that.
G-Dog, yeah.
G-Dog, yeah. G-Dog. Yeah. What about you?
J-Dog. G-Dog and J-Dog. Oh, we've got this happening, Mr. Lee. We know it. Okay, well, I look forward to that. Hearing more on that, and that will be very popular because Snoop. Yeah, everyone loves Snoop's Snoop's music. And how funny was it when he said he was giving up weed, and the whole world just broke down? They were like, and I agree. I'm sorry, but that's just who he is. But apparently, he wasn't actually giving it up. He was giving something else up. So, yeah. Okay, and Legend of Zelda now. This is a live-action movie. It's been pushed back to 2027, unfortunately.
Yeah, look, they're looking about March 2027, which is a shame because there's so many live-action things, and this is actually from the Nintendo video game. We've seen a lot of these things come out, Mario Kart. We've seen a lot of other little Lara Croft. She was from a video game as well. It'll be interesting to see how it goes, but we've got to wait a little bit longer because Sony feels it'll be better to come out in 2027.
Get out your calendar as we go around the screen. Here's what's coming up at the Forum 6 in Odeon 5 Cinemas.
Now, we've got the Aida Met Opera coming up on June 29, so in a couple of weeks. It's in Orangetown and Wagga. I have got tickets on sale now in Tamworth for Aida. Also in Tamworth, we're doing a ladies' night for Bride Hard on July 17. And then we've also got another special screening of Love of an Icon, The Legend of Crocodile Dundee, on July 28. Tickets are available through our website, which take you to FanForce. So they need a minimum to make it happen. But if you missed it with us, watch it again on this one.
Let's have a look at what's happening next week. Opening, Mr. Lee, Ilio?
Yeah, Ilio. And it's all about a kid who wants to be taken away into the alien world. It is an animated film. It's a comedy adventure. And it does actually, you watch the trailer, Jay, and you'll go, yeah, I want to be taken away by aliens as well.
Yeah, I did actually watch this. I got stuck watching this. You know those YouTube ads you can't skip? I got stuck watching this. I actually didn't mind this ad. I wasn't, you know, cause even though I did say you can now skip, I actually went and finished watching it. Watching. It looks really good. Yeah, and you know what? Zoe Saldana, who provides a voice for this one. Zoe was part of my Oscar tips earlier this year, a big part of that. So, yeah, she's got a spot in my heart at the moment. So that's Ilio. And going from that, which is a great film for the kids, to 28 years later, this looks bloody scary, Mr. Lee.
Oh, it does. I have to say, anything with viruses, and as we all know, we've lived through something with viruses 5 years ago now, it does. It looks really scary. I don't know whether I could live like that, living under the ground and getting up and thinking, is it going to kill me or not? Like, yeah. But it stars Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Jodie Comer, and Jack O'Connor. O'Connell, I should say, and Ralph Fiennes.
Yeah, there you go. We'll talk more about that next week. We'll also give you a listen to the freaky trailer. Speaking of next week, we do have a Flixster joining us on Wednesday. Our last one for a few weeks, Mr. Lee. So before we go on a bit of a hiatus on Talking Flicks Wednesdays, yeah.
Yeah, which we'll be just taking 3 weeks off of those. So Megan's going to enjoy Materialists. I can't wait to hear what she thinks.
Quickest way to win free movies for a month. It's time to play Fast Flicks. Yes, and Mr. Lee, as Megan showed last week, this is the way to win free movies for a month.
It certainly is. It is the easiest and funnest way, let's say.
All right, let's have a listen to how Megan went last week. This was huge.
What animation has a rat that cooks in the kitchen? You said Ratatouille, and... that is also correct. Well done. Yay! 5 out of 5. Well done, Megan. That's brilliant. Yes. You're our first one.
Congratulations.
Woo, thank you.
Yeah, there you go. So that's all you've got to do is, it's very simple, Mr. Lee, isn't it? Very simple.
It just... certainly is. You just answer the questions and just like Megan, off to the movies.
All right, let's bring in today's contestant to take on Fast Flicks. It is the wonderful Lily. G'day, Lily.
Hello.
Hello. So, as you heard from Megan, she smashed through the 5 questions and scored herself a month's worth of movies. How confident are you feeling today?
A little bit on the edge, but I think I can do it.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's what we want.
That's what we want, Mr. Lee.
You've got to be positive. Like, you just got to do it.
That's
just
exactly
go
right.
With it.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so we'll get you to choose your category, and then we'll run you through the rules of the game. We do have 2 categories in play.
Yes, so we only have 2 categories left. Animation and fantasy have both gone, so unfortunately we can't pick those. So we've just got the 2 left, and all that happens is when I ask the first question, the 30-second timer starts after I ask the first question, and we just go through. If you're not sure of an answer, just say pass, and if we've got time, we'll come back to it, Lily, okay?
Your categories are, Mr. Lee, what have we got left?
We've got documentary or crime. What would you like to lock in, Lily?
Crime.
Ooh.
No worries.
Locked in, ready to go. Okay, so you're 30 seconds on the clock. We'll start after Grant asks the first question. Good luck, Lily.
Here we go. Question 1, Lily. Who directed Pulp Fiction?
Ooh. Pass.
Which actor played Joker in The Dark Knight, the 2008 version? Do you want to pass?
Yeah.
Yep. What 2019 film shows a clown turning to crime in Gotham City?
Oh, there we go. Time is out. Time has... Yeah, geez. Oh, Lily, I think it got the better of you, didn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe a few nerves.
Oh, dear. All right, Miss Lee, do you want to run through... We may as well run through the questions we had.
Yep. Who directed Pulp Fiction? It was Quentin Tarantino. Who played the actor of the Joker in The Dark Knight? It was Heath Ledger. What 2019 film shows a clown turning to crime in Gotham City? It was The Joker. So it was kind of both the same question, but you know, naming the two actors. Which film about a detective and a serial killer stars Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt? That was Seven. And in Knives Out 2019 version, who plays Detective Benoit Blanc? It was Daniel Craig.
Oh, my God. That's another one of those questions, Mr. Lee. I can tell you now, I would have given Lily a point straight away. He's a hard quiz master, Lily, isn't he?
I just don't think I could answer any of them, but it's okay.
But as long as you had fun in doing it, Lily, exactly that's all that matters.
Make sure you have another go. Thanks, Lily.
Thank you for giving me a shot.
You are so welcome, Lily. Mr. Lee, that was a bit of a train wreck. But I've got to say, you can see you've got to be quick. And your questions, Mr. Lee, that was off the scope compared to last week.
Look, they were crime. Benoit Blanc, come on. Everyone knows because Daniel Craig had the worst accent in that movie.
No, not everyone knows, Mr. Lee. Sorry, my friend. But anyway, if you do want to play Mr. Lee and you want to get involved, maybe you think that you could get all five and score a month's worth of movies, what do you got to do?
All you got to do is head to our website, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au, and click on the link to Talking Flicks, and you'll then see Fast Flicks. Fill in a form, and we'll get in touch with you to be one of the Fast Flicksters.
Yeah, please do go and register, take it on. You know what? It's a lot of fun, isn't it? Like, these questions, you know?
Yep. And you don't know what you're going to get. Like, you know, JT, you know, I know he takes the crap out of me, but some of the questions I really like. I think they're very clever. And if you're a movie buff like me, you would know these little things. So, unfortunately, JT, are you a movie buff?
Well, I've got to say, I think some of the questions are complete rubbish, in my opinion. So, you might not be writing the questions next week, Mr. Lee. We may have... we'll see if they get the pitchforks out. Who knows? Could be a protest here.
There may be.
Anything's possible.
Well, I won't be bringing lunch in for you anymore, anyway.
Oh, that's all right. I won't have the runs anymore.
I'm gonna ring your nan. I'm gonna tell her.
Oh, don't bring Nan into it, please. The wheel will come back again. Mr. Lee, how's your weekend shaping up? You got anything good going on?
Yeah, no, I've got a birthday party on tomorrow night, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm really excited. How about yourself? Anything exciting?
Oh, I'm off to Adelaide this weekend, so yeah.
Wow.
The City of Churches.
That's exciting.
Yeah, Get Set Adelaide, JT's on the way. So yeah, jet's sitting off in about 3 hours. So, yeah.
You have fun, and please make sure you say hey to Maddie for me.
Certainly will, yeah. Good old catch up with good old Maddie, and I might not come back, Mr. Lee. So what are you going to do?
Oh, no, don't be like that. You've got to come back.
You have to do it by yourself.
Well, I kind of take this myself anyway.
That is awful. I'm getting out of here. We'll catch you at Wednesday midday. Have a good one. Have a nice weekend.
Bye. You too.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.